Absolutely not. It's been well established that while Israel removed 8,000 of its settlers, which were already in Gaza illegally, and then replaced them in the West Bank, where the settler population continues to grow, in 2005, that it maintained control of the naval borders, of the land entries and exits, of the electromagnetic sphere, of the population registry of Gaza. It maintained the right to enter and continue its military occupations. Under international law, the occupation, Israel's occupation of Gaza, has never ended. It remains an occupying power. Israel can repeat its propaganda over and over, but on the ground, the occupation remains and is well and alive, unfortunately. That's why Palestinians in Gaza cannot leave. Even if they want to become refugees right now, they don't even have the right to become refugees, because they are held captive in an open-air prison. As for blaming Hamas for every civilian death, this is really crude. We should be alarmed that the fourth largest nuclear power in the world, certainly the largest military power in the Middle East, is blaming the victims for their own deaths.